So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I'm imagining your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, podcast listeners. This is Angela.
Hello, this is Bradford.
And you're here with us for another week of By the By.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining in.
You betcha. Oh, wait. I mean, yeah, thank you. I actually thought you were talking about me.
Oh, right, right, right. Well, yes, thank you for joining in as well. Yay. I do appreciate it.
Yay.
It's never as much fun when it's just me.
I mean, no. But, I mean, you know how to do it by yourself.
Yeah, well.
Yes. Uh-huh. I have a joke to start off the week with.
Okay.
Did you hear about the non-binary gold miner?
No.
I hear they found gold in them there hills.
Terrible.
I liked it. I thought it was great.
I mean, it is good, but in the way that all of your jokes are good.
Anyway.
It is entertaining. I'll give you that.
Look, somebody laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might still be laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. There you go. That's mm-hmm. my podcast offering for the week. What do we have going on? What do we have going on? Do we have anything going on?
Shortly coming up, December 10th is the next Pendulum.
Like just literally around the corner.
And there have already been questions on the Discord chat about what to wear, this or that, who should wear this or that.
I love it. I'm very excited.
Happy to give an opinion always.
I mean, this is going to come as a surprise to many, but I always have an opinion.
It's also good to get sneak peeks of what people are going to be wearing. Because
what am I going to wear?
I don't know.
I may just paint myself in canola oil.
Paint is acceptable, but I don't know about canola oil.
I'm slip sliding away. It seems the near your destination, the closer Bradford is to slip sliding away.
This is not a splashing party.
Very true. Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of terrifying as well.
Oh, so excited. So excited.
Then we have the Christmas drinks.
Yes.
With our friends at Exclusively RHP.
Mm-hmm.
That is December
18th.
I was going to say 18th. Oh my God. I was actually going to be right for once.
What? And you're not even looking at a calendar.
I don't even know how to get to my calendar right now. that's awesome. I'm very much looking forward to that. And then we're going away for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We're having, just getting away.
Yeah. Not exactly a lifestyle thing, but it's a thing.
It'll be fun. It'll be good. Mm-hmm. And then January 14th is the next Pendulum Party.
Yes.
And then after which it becomes more bi-monthly again.
Unless we can convince Jess to do it more frequently, but bi-monthly.
And then in the end of January, we're going up with Exclusively RHP. Mm-hmm. We are going up to the Gold Coast.
Yep.
For a, I don't know if we can call it a mini takeover. I think, yeah, we probably can. Exclusively RHP is doing this awesome drinks and meet and mingle, and then off to one of the clubs up in the Gold Coast that we have not been to.
Yeah, that's January 22nd, but it's also on their website.
Yeah.
And so we have the Christmas drinks linked on our events page, but also if you go to the Things We Like, People We Like, whatever that page is. I think it's Things We Like. You'll find a link to Exclusively RHP on there as well.
Awesome.
So you can get to their page and check out all the things they've got going on. Also, if you're West Coast Australia, there are things that we're not even mentioning because we're not.
We're not West Coast Australia. It's not like we're like.
But they do things the West Coast and East Coast. So there are things going on in the West that we see.
So. That's great.
Yeah. So check it out. If you're anywhere in Australia and want to potentially take part in some of these events, they're really good.
Yeah.
Well organized.
Lots of fun as well.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about tonight?
I want to start with talking about this past weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we went back to OSS. There was a private party.
Yeah.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jess.
Little Jess. It was mm-hmm. her, much belated birthday party.
just a little bit.
and a little bit more. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Because like many people, birthday was during lockdown. So
yes. Yeah. We'd gone to the theater that night, so we were late. But we came in, and one of my favorite things, Jess immediately saw us and was like, I thought you weren't coming. Like, damn, bitch, I said we'd be late. And then she grabbed me and gave me a big hug. So it was forgiven.
Yeah, we were late, but we weren't like super late.
We were like,
but
10:30?
Probably 10:30, 10:45, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So when it was decently late.
But that just goes to show you how early we normally are. Because if we're 2 hours after the club opens, people are like, "What? Oh, we didn't think you were coming."
We actually did have a lot of people that said, oh, we weren't sure if you were coming or not. And even before we got there, we had a message that was like, are you coming? I was like, yeah. Yes, we're coming.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got there and it was weird at first because
how so?
There were just so many people and I'm not used to being around that many people. Mm. And of course the music was pumping and I was a bit overstimulated pretty quickly. And then some fucking how there were like these big inflatable clouds floating in the sky.
Yeah, that was kind of amazing.
In the club.
Because they weren't, I mean, I guess they're technically balloons, but they weren't, they didn't look like your typical balloons, but they were, yeah, just big puffy cloud-shaped
balloons.
I mean, they had to have been, but yeah.
Those were great.
And they also had them, so they had some down towards the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then they also had them upstairs above the canopy on the beds.
Which was just.
In the orgy room.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. I vote that that's the normal thing up in the orgy room.
It was kind of, well, I liked it. And I do think it's fun to have that. I also, now that I'm thinking about it, feel like that for different holidays or different events, you can put different things above the canopies. Oh. Like that can just be the.
It's, can you imagine Halloween having like this big scary jack-o'-lantern head staring at you?
I was thinking skeleton, but okay.
Oh, that's even better.
Like, but that could be the like decoration of whatever it is, you know, and that can give you a, I mean, nothing you need to know, but a clue as to what's going on. But no. I don't know, I kind of like the, like having something above the beds.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really amazing. The decorating was just superb. She had a couple of, the drink mixer things where it makes slushy alcoholic slushies up in the big shower, which was nice. It was like every party that Jess throws. It was amazing.
Mm.
A lot of fun coming in. They had a photo booth. They had a professional photographer and a DJ. Mm-hmm. And
the photo booth, going back to that, was one that, you know, prints the pictures out like immediately.
Yeah.
And so that was fun, not just, I mean, I think we took one or two, but that was fun just to see what pictures people left behind, because a lot of people wouldn't take them with them.
We forgot ours.
Okay, well, there you go.
So we were some of those people.
Yeah, we were some of those people. But we had more seriousy photos, except for one. Yeah. There was a Creepy Lawrence one.
Yes, which I would have liked to have had that one. Mm. But yeah, it was really good fun, and it was so nice to see people. And what I think is funny is, you know, we've been in Sydney now for 7 years, and we've been going to OSS for 5.5 years. And it's one of those things that I still am like, we don't know that many people. We're not really that ingrained in the scene. And I know people are laughing at me, but we were actually talking to some folks, and like, people would come up to us and be like, oh, hey. And how are you all doing? And blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, we don't know that many people. And then while we're having a conversation with the person who I just said, we don't know that many people, like 6 people.
Well, they asked how many, they asked how many people there that we knew. And I kind of did a quick look around and I was like, okay, so I'm going to say quote unquote, no, probably about half the people. And then another 20%, we also know, but maybe I can't always come up with their name, couldn't tell you a lot about them. I more know the face, and we see them socially, some more acquaintances. And then the last bit, so 30% or so, we probably don't really know. It might be like 25. But
you might even recognize some of them.
Yeah, it might be 25, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, because there's a lot of people that we do actually know. Then there's people that are just acquaintances, and we just see them at events, but nothing really more than that. And then there's some that's like, I know your face, but couldn't tell you anything more about you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. It was funny. Like, this is going to be a brag, and it is. But we were talking to somebody, and another person comes up, and the first person that we were talking to introduced himself to the second person who walked up. And the second person was like, man, we have met like multiple times. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was just talking to Bradford and Angela.
That's okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was nice.
It was fun. It was interesting that you were talking about like how busy it was and things, because I think for me, I'm in that space of like, I'm just ready to be around people again.
And I'm in that space where whenever I'm in a large group of people, I want to hit them with sticks. I feel like I need to be wearing like barbed wire armor. Don't touch me.
Nah, I was really, really happy to be around people and just see everybody again, because it's been a while. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was ready for it. Like this was something that I feel like I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feed the extrovert.
It's really funny. I feel like I am a really bad extrovert or a really bad introvert. I'm somewhere in the middle because it's like, I like the idea of going out like that, mm-hmm. but I find that once I'm there, I have so much anxiety about being there that it's very difficult for me to focus on anything.
Is that all COVID related or did you have that before?
I had it before, but it was manageable. Mm. And now it's just been so long since we've done it. Mm. It's not like I don't want to do it again. I do want to do it again, but I feel like I have to start prepping myself on Wednesday in order to go out on Friday.
Right.
But I will say I've done a number of theater things and I don't feel that way because I think in most cases theater things aren't nearly as loud. I think it's the how loud it is.
I was going to say, is it a sensory thing? Because you've got the lights, you've got the noise. So it's a lot coming at you from that perspective. And then you have the people on top of that and the closeness. And
yeah, I think it is.
It's just a sensory overload kind of thing.
Because you think about it, during all of COVID, really, especially the last lockdown, we never had a moment like that. It's always quiet. You might be watching a movie, and even then, sometimes I'm like, ooh, it's too loud. I've got to turn it down. Mm-hmm. Damn you, Michael Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But I needed that. That was, I needed to be around people and to see people and do the things. And even at one point, we went upstairs just to kind of see what was going on. Never even made it to one half, where the private rooms and the little voyeur room is. Didn't even make it that way. But the orgy room, we went down there and we saw some friends of ours were just kind of sitting on the little ottomans watching. And I thought it was interesting. There were a lot of people in the orgy room at that point in time. I don't know what had happened before or what happened after. But at that point in time, there were a lot of people in there, but not a lot of people playing.
Yeah, it was very social.
Yeah, so there were a couple of people on the end beds. And then the two main beds were empty.
Yeah.
And so our friends were sitting there and we started talking to them. And then I ended up playing with them on one of the beds. And then other people kind of came in on the bed next to us.
Yeah, the big double bed.
Then the big double bed at the end, a bunch of people came into there. And so I think that kind of sparked another round of play. I think there'd probably been some before that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun it was fun for me just to kind of get back into it and play with these people. And they're people that we know and that we love and they're fun. And at that point I was very much more focused on her and not as much him. I think he was okay with that because he kind of even himself physically took a bit of a step back, but he was not, he was there, but he wasn't like front and center kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And so I played with her for a while and teased her a bit because that's what I like to do. And I also know that she's not good at just relaxing and enjoying.
Right.
I was like, okay, we're going to see how long this goes for before you finally cave. It didn't take long. We had to keep reminding her, like gentle, it's okay, just sit back, relax. And she's like, well, I'm not used to like, no, just enjoy. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do that.
That's funny.
Yeah. But it was fun. And you and Leo,
Leo showed up late as well.
Yeah. So you and Leo were sitting there watching for a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was, but at some point while I was playing with her, so she was laying on the bed and I was going down on her, but I was kind of on my knees.
Yeah.
You know,
ass up.
Yeah. Towards the end of the bed. And I heard you guys talking to someone and you said something about, go ahead and touch it. I figured out you're talking about my ass. And then you said, no, don't slap it. And he said, just gentle or I don't know, something. So I don't know who it was, but then I felt somebody touch my ass and I was like, all right, this is fine. And I think you guys were there and whatever. Yeah. So I was like, it's fine. And I knew most people there anyway. So it wasn't a big deal. But yeah, so I still have no idea who that was. But that's fine.
I don't think that this person actually touched your ass because
somebody did.
Okay, maybe he did.
If it wasn't him, it was someone.
Well, because he was going to, and then he was like, I'm too scared of her. I was like, that's smart. Yeah. But yeah, so we watched you all for a little while, and then it was like, I'm going to go downstairs. Mm-hmm. And so we went downstairs and got a drink and just sat at the bar and chatted. And then like all the people kept coming up and talking to us. And it was great because it was like, oh, perfect. You know, we're at the bar, so everybody's coming to us. It was a lot easier to sort of manage the expectation of conversation because it's pretty temporary.
Yeah.
People come to the bar, you chat to them, and then they get their drink, and then they go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sound like a terrible, like this wasn't our party. We weren't hosting.
Well, also, you were not exactly in a headspace to play, and I was. Mm-mm. So I was like, I want to do something.
Yeah.
And yeah.
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 Yeah, but it was a great night, and it was fun to get out and see everybody, to see the people dressed up, to catch up with people that we hadn't seen in some cases for months. Oh,
ages, yeah.
And it was funny in a couple of cases where people who really we would always be chat to and be friendly with, but for them to come and really, like, we talked and had full, like,
there were
conversations with people that really we had never had conversations with.
There were a few people that I was surprised at how long conversations went on for. And it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It really was. But I also, you know, kind of think people are just like, I really am enjoying being around people and having human contact. And hey, look, this is fun. So let's keep talking.
I like people now. Yeah. But it was pretty funny. It was good. I definitely enjoyed it. It was good times.
Yeah. It was also... It's funny also because, like, during lockdown, you know, we never stayed up that late, really. Mm-mm. You know, we would occasionally have a late night or something like that. Oh, my God,
it's midnight.
But, yeah, but we never, ever stayed up that late. And I think we ended up finally leaving around 2, 2.30, went to bed around 3-ish, something like that. And, you know, at the time, I was like, I feel good. Like, I'm tired, but I feel good. And then the next morning, I woke up. Admittedly, usual 6, 7 o'clock. And I was like, no, this isn't happening. And go back to sleep till about 9, 10 o'clock. And then I was like, oh, this feels really good. And it's just getting like on that schedule again of like staying up really late and then sleeping late, which is not something we can do every day. But, you know, on the weekends and the odd occasions, like I actually really like it. I sleep differently that way.
I feel like I was the most rested on Saturday morning that I had been in ages, going to bed at 3 and waking up at 10.
Yeah.
Like that's how I want to live.
Well, I also think it was different too, because you're feeding off of that energy of the people, of the environment. You've got the endorphins running. Like there's a lot more just kind of, I'm going to say positivity going through you than if you just sat on the couch drinking until 3 a.m.
Also true.
Like that would be a very different scenario.
I remember us having a conversation about that this weekend. It's like, oh, so if you go out with your friends and you're drinking till 3 a.m., it's great. It's a party. It's fun. Uh-huh. If you do it at home by yourself on the couch, it's sad. You have a problem.
Oh, that's so true. So true.
So, yeah, good times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to the next one, which I guess for us will be Pendulum.
Pendulum, yeah.
So, December 10th.
Yeah, it is good, though. The events are starting to pick back up and happening again. So, if you're in the Sydney area, check out our Secret Spots website, see what else is going on. If you're not in Sydney, check out your local club, your local venue. I know Australia-wide things are starting to open back up. If you're not in Australia, well, you've probably been open forever. So, congratulations. I hope you're enjoying it.
hope you're appreciating it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't take it for granted.
I will say that's one thing I think that kind of going back into this, and maybe that was why I really enjoyed talking to everybody again. It's just like, I very much appreciate being around these people and having them and knowing that they're, even if they're not like close friends, they're friendly and they do care on some level about you.
Oh yeah.
And we care about them on some level. And it's just appreciating that like there's other life out there that we can communicate with and that we can have fun with and we can do things with and that there's some kind of a bond. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, I love it. That's funny. For some reason, the only analogy I can come up with is like, it's like all the people on a sinking ship. Suddenly, they all have a similar thing in common. But no, we're not on a sinking ship. Anyway.
No. I mean, unless you consider like Earth a sinking ship.
Well, I mean, but there's a lot of seamen.
There are. Are.
Oh my God, that was bad.
That's all right. We'll count it. It's good. It's fine.
So you're just saying whatever floats my boat.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can't come up with anything for this.
That's fine.
I want to make a masked joke, but I can't. I don't know.
I mean, I'm at half mast right now. If you come over and stroke it a little bit, I'll be a Jolly Roger. See, come on, Angela. You're not even trying.
I'm not even trying. No, I've not had near enough alcohol for this.
I've only had a beer and a couple of sips.
I'm only a half a drink in.
Oh, yeah. There's your problem.
Yeah. I'm going to blame it on the exercise tonight. Yeah. It took it out of me. All the creativity's gone.
Aw.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we will come back for more. I don't want to be that guy, but Christmas is not even just around the corner. Christmas is only a few short days away. I mean, we're right at the 3-week mark, people. So go to adamandeve.com. Order now so that you can make sure you get your sexy presents in time. Go to Adam and Eve, find the item that you want, put it in your basket, and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI, and you will get an item at 50% off. You will get a bunch of items thrown into your box to play with for yourself or your friends. You will get free shipping and videos on demand for you to watch while you wait. So, how do you do it? You go to adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, that's BYTHEBI, and get you some goodies. Like recently, Angela and I ordered using our own checkout code because, you know, that's the kind of people we are. So we used our own checkout code. We got some amazing cock rings for me for my Christmas. Yeah, I know. I bought my own gift. Shut up. Leave me alone. But we got it at 50% off. So it's like, that's great.
Do we get to count the rings on the tree?
We get to count the, cut the, no, don't.
No.
And we also got some nice cleansing wipes for before and after and or after. So yes, they have all kinds of amazing stuff over at adamandeve.com ready for your Christmas stocking or for the perfect present under the tree. Use checkout code BYTHEBY.
I'm sitting here looking at our Christmas tree because we put our Christmas tree up this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of while we're putting the tree up, we have some baubles that are clear. So Bradford says, what do we have that's sexy and fun that we can stuff in the baubles? Because that seems like a perfectly normal question. So
I don't see anything wrong with this question. Go on.
But we're looking around and we try to put a condom in there, not a used one.
I did manage to get a condom in there.
Did manage to put a condom in there, not a used one.
No. But you can't get it to stand up. I should have tied a little string to it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, next time.
Next time.
And then we tried lube. That was harder because the lube packet was bigger. But it was one of those interesting like thought experiments to look around and be like, what would look interesting in this clear bubble, but it's also small enough to fit in the little hole at the top? And it's sexy or kinky or something interesting. And it's actually really hard because most things don't fit in that little hole.
Is this a gentleman sounding thing? Is this what we're doing now?
Ooh, I don't know.
No. But I was going to ejaculate in one of the baubles, but then Angela was like, no, it won't stay fresh.
I was going to say, it's going to be up there for a month.
We'll throw some dry ice in there with it and be like, cum cream. Like ice cream, but different.
I'm pretty sure the glass would explode.
Okay, it might.
Yeah.
From my ejaculatory pressure?
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, right. Sorry.
Christmas tree went up. It's good, decorated. We have fairy lights on the balcony. We're all ready for the festive season.
That's absolutely right.
And I did not make you play Christmas songs while we were putting the tree up. I was so close to asking for it, but then I was like, no, I'll be nice. We're doing the tree. That's step one. So we haven't played Christmas music yet.
Yeah.
I'll hold off till December 1st.
So Wednesday.
You do realize we're going up to wine country this weekend and we all take a turn at like controlling the music in the car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't worry. Anything you all can do, I can do worse. I will demand equanimity.
All right. So we have a listener question that actually came in a while ago. Sorry. It's been like, I think it was in October that it came in.
Okay.
And it's a bit long. I'm going to try to summarize as much as I can, but let's just see where we go with this.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. I started to listen to you a little over a year ago, and it was around the same time that I came out to my wife. It's not completely frictionless due to the fact that I have had the chance to tell her before but didn't. So she's okay with it now. In fact, she's really cool with it to the point that she was the one to bring it up and said it was okay for her if I wanted to meet guys. So this is despite of her being completely heterosexual. So he's bisexual, she's not.
Okay.
And they're married. So yes, I'm, I love this one. So yes, I am one of the few bastards that can have the cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody likes a little bit of cake, right? So we've briefly talked about swinging, and initially it was mostly as a space for me to meet other bi people, but not only just for me, of course. Our discussions have even touched on the subject of polyamory or polyamorous relationships. So that's really far down the line for us at the moment, but it kind of, you know, opened up. There was some discussion about it, and they were able to talk about these things. So she recognized through her experience with guys in the past that sex can be fun, and it can be just, you know, sex for the fun of sex kind of thing. There doesn't necessarily have to be emotion behind it. And over the past, so they've been together for almost 10 years. They have a very solid relationship, and they're not naive about it. So you do you is something that they have mentioned and talked about, and maybe even to add some kink into their lives. And he feels a bit spoiled, but it sounds like he's the kinky one. And she is, I'm going to say, from her expression, quote unquote, and this is quoting from here, boring, white, vanilla, middle-aged woman, which is not true, by the way, according to him.
I love it.
So she thinks that that's how she sees herself, and he does not see her that way, which is great.
Yes.
But she's always known that he is kinky, and on that level, they're not a match. That's fine. So his question ultimately is about a mid-30s male hooking up with other guys. So he's not completely new at it, but he's looking forward to hooking up with people and being a bit more relaxed about it. It sounds like he's in a better place now to be able to hook up with guys. Okay. So he's in Europe, and he's on a queer network, so a queer dating site. Mm-hmm. And he says there's a lot of weird slash not safe people that message you there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He lives in a big city, so a few hundred thousand people in his city. And so he feels like there's definitely a good pool of people, and he would expect to find more people in other places. There's a gay bar around, there's a swingers club. And so he's basically asking, you know, would a swingers club be an appropriate place to look for a primary hookup with other men? His wife is hesitant for herself to go, but is likely to do so in the future. So it sounds like, just to kind of summarize this, is it sounds like they're in a good place to kind of open things up and start playing with other people. So it doesn't sound like there's any problems at all in the relationship there, or like, you know, getting onto that front. It sounds like it's more about, how do I go about meeting people? And is the swingers club a good place? Would the gay bar be a better place? How do you do this? And how do you kind of keep some of the creeps and weirdos away?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of summarizes down to me.
So those are all really good questions. And I would say, firstly, this would be a time that I wouldn't go to the swingers club. I still, and not knowing where you are, in some areas, it's not like this, but in many areas, swinging is still very, I want to say heteronormative, but it's at least
much more hetero accepting.
No. Not even that exactly. It's because it's not for women, right? It's okay for women. Okay. We've talked about this a million times. It's that sort of that typical heterosexual male porn kind of world in which women are expected to be bisexual and men are forbidden to be bisexual. Mm-hmm. So I think that's my first opinion on that. And again, I can be wrong. Because different areas, different places have different sort of mental
acceptance levels.
Exactly.
Yeah, I also think it would depend, again, where you are exactly and what the clubs are like around you, but check out their websites and see what kind of parties they put on and see if they have any events that seem a bit more bi-focused or a bit more open, accepting, queer-focused. So it doesn't have to be necessarily bisexual-focused, but you also mentioned that you're kinky. Sometimes kinky spaces can be a little more accepting of sexuality, but look for any events or parties or things that go on that are a bit more queer-focused. That might be a good starting place. If you're not sure, contact them and ask them, and just see what they say, and try to read between the lines and what they say and listen to their tone and how they talk about things as to how accepting you think it might be.
Yeah, I think that's a good advice. I think it's interesting. Gay bars are a lot of fun, and like, just in general, gay bars are a lot of fucking fun.
Agreed.
They play the best fucking music. But you know, I also get the fact that there's still that stigma of predatory people at bars picking up other people at bars. And look, it does happen, but realistically, most people are good people. So I think that that would be a good place to at least meet somebody. And you don't necessarily have to go home with them that night, but you could, you know, meet up the next day or the next week for coffee or something. At that point, you would be able to see them outside of the club scene or the bar scene and maybe get a better feel, have an actual conversation with them.
And I think it also depends on if you actually want a little more of, I'm going to say, quote unquote, relationship with them, as far as, you know, having a bit more conversation and talking to them and knowing them on some, you know, other level, or if it is just a physical relationship that you're looking for.
If all you're looking for is a physical relationship, I would look for a sauna. Mm-hmm. Gay bars are great and you can get some action in the toilets. But the gay saunas, I think, would be the way that you would want to go if you're just looking for action, because a lot of it, a gay sauna is the equivalent of a real life Grindr.
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's basically how it is. It's just the way it is. And like, looking at the websites and the apps, Grindr is, I like Grindr. It's still the one that I go to most often, but it, I know exactly what you mean when you say they seem predatory. And there are some weirdos, absolutely. And I apologize. I am one of those weirdos. No, I'm kidding. But like, Grindr's really sort of, in the past few years, tried to change their image, because in the beginning it was literally just a hookup app. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying to build it to be a little more safe. And so on Grindr, you can put when your last testing, STI testing was done. You can set reminders for yourself to be tested.
Wow.
You can put in your profile whether or not you're accepting of not safe for work pictures without consent. And so, like, if people read your profile, and you know, you've got two sides of that, you have to have people who are good enough to read your profile, but that's sort of a self-weeding thing out. But you also have to put, your profile is only as good as what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I use it as it's a great way to weed people out.
Do you put like a little token in there that, like, if they catch this one little thing, you know, they've actually read your profile?
I used to, but I don't anymore. So mm-hmm. My Grindr profile now says, about me, you're going to like this, double vaxxed and ready for action, upside down smiley face, devil emoji, bisexual, clever conversations and sexy times wanted. I really enjoy giving blowjobs. Just say hello. Want to know something? Just ask. And that's it. And then I've got all of my stats.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. And then I've got 5 pictures. So I think the minimum is 3 pictures. Should be 3 pictures. Some people have no pictures. I hate
dating sites where people don't have pictures.
No pictures and no text. No. In there. Like, you, no. I block you immediately. So, yeah, I mean, I still like Grindr. In fact, I had my first post-COVID Grindr hookup. I think it was last week or week before last. And it was literally, I just went over, like, we live in such a wonderful queer friendly area. It's like, you can open Grindr and I think you get the first 150 profiles for free. Mm-hmm. And like, the farthest one away is 800 meters.
I was going to say, was it in the same building? Cause that's very likely.
It was in the same block.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Literally a 2-minute walk. And basically we went in, said hi, and then I gave him a blowjob and I left. Like, that's really all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Cool. And it was fun. Like, and he was like, oh, that was great. Thank you. And I was like, that was great. Thank you. And then I went home and took a shower. But yeah, I still like the dating app sites. Mm-hmm. There are others, and depending on what you're looking for, you could look at Scruff if you like the bears. I think, something called Blue Something, which is big in the Asian community. There's Hornet. There's, if you want to move away from that, there's websites. Mm-hmm. Like Squirt. I think it's actually squirt.org for some reason, but it's a dating website, but just for local men in your area.
Mm.
But Yeah, there's a lot of options for that. You can do things like Field and was it hashtag open. There's, and that's more for the queer community. So in that you will find people more queer kink mm-hmm. kind of stuff. If you want men only and you want kink, Recon is the way to go. RECON. That was the one where I found the fellow that calls me daddy, which I think is hilarious, disturbing, and strangely arousing.
It's kind of okay.
I finally hit that age, folks. I think
just to interrupt you for a second, I think the difference as well between apps and the dating websites is that apps are going to generally give you much more immediate feedback. And so, yeah, there might be creeps and weirdos and people on there that you don't necessarily want to talk to, but I feel like it's easier to either ignore them, respond to them, or block them. Yeah. And that happens a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're on dating apps, it can be, I think people take a little more, gross overgeneralization here, but people take a little more time with their profiles in general. So you're generally going to learn a little bit more about whoever it is, but it's also a little bit longer time between interactions. So it can take a bit more to figure out who's gross, creepy, weird that you don't want to interact with.
Well, and that's the other thing, because I'm also on Tinder mm-hmm. again as well. And like Tinder has a different mindset. These are people who want to find their one and only, their the true love and this magical sort of thing. And you've got those fellas on Grindr, but in most cases,
our dog has a foot fetish.
Our dog is a foot fetishist. What are you doing, buddy?
He was excited when I put it up there. Anyway, sorry.
Don't get me wrong. There are guys on Grindr who are definitely looking for their one and only, and they say that in their profile. But for every one of those, there's 99 guys that just want to hook up. And whereas on Tinder, it's the other way around. Most of the guys are looking for a forever partner. But that doesn't mean that you can't find good people on Tinder. It just means that those people are going to want more emotional investment. Mm-hmm. You will get people who have things in their profile like that might say ENM, ethically non-monogamous. So if you watch out for those, mm-hmm. then you're going to be like, oh, cool, this is good. Or maybe more up what I want.
Yeah, so in general, like the online, the apps, they're going to take a bit more work to find people. But if you're patient and you're willing to put that in, it can definitely happen.
And that's what I was going
to
say.
But you have to I don't know how to tell you this, but you just have to not get discouraged by all the shit that you got to weed through to get there.
Yeah. I often think it's like trying to find gold in their hills. Let's take it back to the beginning. And like the truth of the matter is when you look on things like Grindr, there's a lot of dirt, sand, and fool's gold. But you will find people that you really like. I still have a couple of people on Grindr that they're good guys and I love hanging out with them. We have very good friends who are on Grindr. We have friends that I've met on Grindr and we're still friends with them. You know, so you just have to be very patient and very realistic. And I think the problem is a lot of people think that it happens quickly and it doesn't. Like Grindr's fucking work. It can be super fast. Your turnaround time can be, you know, 10, 15 minutes. But realistically, in most cases, the turnaround time is pretty long. It's two or three days in a lot of cases. And there's a lot of time wasters. I think I've been called a time waster before because I just want to chat. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll change my profile and say, look, just looking to chat. Before I was double vaxxed and I put in all caps, just chatting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah.
And that was fun too. It's just, you've got to be realistic. But if you want instant sexy gratification, go to a sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say, and I guess that's the difference between being online apps and then like sauna, club, swingers club, etc. But depending on how open your area is, swingers club is probably not going to be the first choice that I would say unless they have particular events that are bi-focused, queer-focused, etc., which many areas do have, so it's very possible. But I would just check out the website, even give them a call, and just see what they've got coming up. in that regards. If you are able to go with your wife, if she wants to go along with you at some point, it could be fun to check it out together and to see what you find. And again, I mean, there will be bi people there. That's just how it is. It's just that it probably proportionately is not as many, and it may be harder to find them.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how it is where you are, but in some areas where we've been, men are not as ready to talk about their sexuality. And so it can be potentially harder to kind of suss out and see if somebody might be of interest to play with, depending on how forward you are and how willing you are to bring the subject up.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it.
Oh yeah.
I think one thing I would sort of, that I didn't see in the note that was sent to us, but make sure you talk to your wife about what she expects to know about the interactions. Make sure you have a very clear safety protocol, both for, you know, for you, both sexual health wise, and for you, if you go into somebody's house
physically,
yeah. You know, make sure that somebody knows where you are or can find you. Mm-hmm. And, what do you talk about once it's occurred? It's important to have a SOP, standard operating procedure, for the rules of engagement. Uh-huh, right. I mean, it sounds silly, but it's good. Ends up being practical.
Yeah.
Because like we've said before, you know, you don't want to make your partner jealous unless that's her kink. But like, you don't want to make your partner jealous, and you want to make sure that the communication stays open and available.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you both know what to expect going into all of this, and you adhere to that, and you talk about it all along the way to whatever degree you agree to, and you do stay within the rules and the boundaries, I mean, you're both going to have a much better time. It's going to be a lot easier for you both. And that's not to say that those goalposts can't change and that you can't discuss it. You know, I mean, it's very likely that after your first experience without her, you're going to go back and be like, oh my God, okay, maybe we need to revisit XYZ, whatever. Like, things may not be exactly as you expected them to be, and that's completely fine. But it's, again, just being able to talk about it and be open to those conversations and to gauge where she is in her acceptance and comfort with it as well, because it may be that you're ready to go to another level, but she may not be yet. So yeah. It's just make sure that you're both on the same page with all of that before you take the next steps.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. That was a good question. I like that.
Yeah, it was a really good one.
Thank you for that question.
Sorry it took us really long time to get around to it.
Yeah, at this point, you've probably already, like, just jumped right in, literally.
Yeah, potentially.
And I hope whatever you did worked. If you were waiting for us to respond, your celibacy has been delightful. Your celibacy is now my kink.
They are married, and they are kinky, so who knows? Maybe they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if you employed a cock cage in any of this, let me know.
Oofed.
I mean, good on you, but I'm also really curious.
Hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so this one's going to be a little bit short this week. Next week's going to be a little longer, I suspect, because we bought a sexy game to play while we were on our trip to wine country with our friends. So the four of us are going to get together and play this sexy game that we bought.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to record it.
Yeah, so you better save up your energy and be ready for this.
It's going to be terrible.
It is.
So, yes, if you want to join our Discord chat, go support us on patreon.com. How do you do that? You either go to www.patreon.com/bytheby podcast, or you just go to Patreon and search By The By Podcast. You can find us there. Support us at any level, and you'll join our Discord automagically. Message us outside of Discord on all of our socials. We are Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We are at By The By Podcast, or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Hit up our website, www.bytheby.com.au. And that, my friends,
is a wrap.
Is that.